In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill in for Kai Rizdahl. It's Tuesday, the 5th of July. Hope you had a good holiday. Fallout from Brexit continued. Today, the Bank of England announced it's cutting capital requirements for UK banks. Yep, cutting. If that feels counterintuitive, the message from Bank of England Governor Mark Carney was yes. Some of the risks from Brexit have begun to crystallize. But he said the bank has a clear plan and it's working. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson takes a look at that plan.
After the financial crisis, there was a lot of focus on raising the amount of money banks had to set aside for a rainy day. And in the UK?
It's clear that it is raining right now.
Bart Van Ark, chief economist at the Conference Board, says this move, cutting capital requirements, is to try and prevent bigger storms on the horizon. So in general, when it comes to these capital requirements, there's the ordinary, always there pool of money to make sure banks can keep functioning in tough times. But what the BOE cut today is a new extra layer on top that changes based on what the economy's doing.
Basically build up capital in good times in order to use it in bad times.
This is called, brace yourself, counter-cyclical capital buffers. Lucia Qualia is a professor at the University of York in the UK.
The decision to lower counter-cyclical capital requirements was designed to free capital, about 150 billion sterling.
Almost $200 billion.
For lending to the real economy, by which I mean credit supply to household and business.
To improve business confidence and, hopefully, keep the economy growing. That's the idea.
I think there's a lot of question as to whether this will actually work.
James Kwok with the University of Connecticut School of Law.
Reducing capital requirements essentially makes it possible for banks to lend more, but there's no particular reason to believe that they will, especially if there's a lot of anxiety about the financial situation.
Eight major UK banks released a statement today saying they would lend. But the other side of this is that people and businesses have to want to borrow. And they might look at the UK economy and think, nah, I'll sit tight for now. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.